You harvest those with a binder.
Okay.
And thrash them.
You thrash them, okay. Alright. What different kinds of bread, homemade bread, do you know about? Different types?
In the bread line, that would be pancakes, mm-hmm. biscuits, bacon powder biscuits.
Wait, is there a difference between biscuits and bacon powder?
Well, there's a Parker House roll that mm-hmm. a lot of people call. And it's a bread dough biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's light bread.
Light bread is a...
Dark bread.
It's made with bleached flour? Or
yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have any word that you'd use generally for bread that is not made at home?
Button bread.
Okay. How about bread that's made of cornmeal?
That's cornbread.
Any different kinds of cornbread you know about? Or?
Oh, yeah. Skillet bread and muffins. And
mm-hmm. What are these different things? What do they look like? What's the distinction between, say, skillet bread and muffin?
Well, skillet bread is baked in a skillet and then cut in pie shape. And muffins is made in a muffin tin.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another cornbread that was baked in a mold
mm-hmm.
that resembled an ear of corn.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Bread mold,
mm-hmm.
but cornbread mold.
Mm-hmm. How about the pastry thing that has a hole in the middle? What do you call that?
Donut.
Are there different kinds?
Yeah.
Well, I know they're different, you know.
Yeah, by the ingredients. And the flavor of them.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference in the type of dough you use for these different...
Yeah. Some of them are cake donuts and some of them are bread donuts.
Mm-hmm. The stuff you put in bread to make it rise is a...
Yeast.
And when you have an egg, you've got the white of the egg and what else?
The yolk.
What color is the yolk usually?
Yellow.
Okay. Yeah, last two or three times I've asked that, I've gotten things like, well, it depends on which feed the chickens.
That's true. Then you can end up with a white yolk.
How do you usually cook eggs?
Fry and boil.
Do you ever do anything else with them, with water?
Poach them and scramble them.
Mm-hmm. The, what are you, maybe different things you do with the meat off a hog? What are some different products you could come up with?
Well, you can come up with ham,
mm-hmm.
shoulder, tenderloin, pork chops,
mm-hmm.
ground hog.
Ground hog is a...
Sausage.
Uh-huh. How about if you take the head of the hog, what do you do with...
Head cheese.
Okay.
Head meat.
The, what about, did you ever take ground hog and mix it with cornmeal? Or, anything?
No, not
I think that's it. But do you never, have scrapple or anything like that?
Usually. Mix cornmeal with the cracklings to get something similar to that. And a lot of dog people would ask for the cracklings back from the slaughterhouse to feed the dogs. That was the protein with the cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. The cracklings are
the hide and the outer part of the fat on the hog that's mm-hmm. been the lard been then is pressed.
Oh, so it's but it's after the lard is extracted mm-hmm. with the cracklings. The did you ever make any kind of thing with blood?
Blood sausage.
How about the meat off the side of the hog here? Give you what?
Side meat and bacon, depending on whether you cure it or have it bacon cured.
Uh-huh.
And the same meat.